Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Toronto Blue Jays and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Toronto Blue Jays. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Tony Fernandez. Batting second. The third baseman, Rance Mullinix. Batting third. The center fielder, Lloyd Mosby. Batting fourth. The left fielder, George Bell. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jesse Barfield. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Willie Upshaw. Batting seventh. The DH, Fred McGriff. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ernie Witt. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Mike Sharperson. Pitching for the Toronto Blue Jays, Jimmy Key. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Gary Redus. Batting second. The left fielder, Jerry Royster. Batting third. The right fielder, Ivan Calderon. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Carlton Fisk. Batting fifth. The DH, Jerry Hairston. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Tim Hewlett. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Fred Manrique. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ozzie Guillen. Batting ninth. The catcher, Ron Carcoviche. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Jose De Leon. And now, play ball. Tony Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez takes first base on ball four. Rance Mullinix is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullinix hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Lloyd Mosby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mosby takes first base on ball four. George Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. De Leon fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on De Leon. Mosby moves to third. George Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Blue Jays. Jesse Barfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barfield hits a pop-up towards third. Hewlett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Blue Jays 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Gary Redus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Redus hits a fly ball into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Royster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Royster hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ivan Calderon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calderon hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Blue Jays. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Blue Jays 2, and the White Sox 1. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Willie Upshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Upshaw hits a fly ball into left field. Royster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred McGriff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGriff hits a fly ball into right field. Calderon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ernie Witt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Witt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Manrique scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Blue Jays 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mullinix fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett hits a fly ball into center field. Mosby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Manrique is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manrique hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mullinix juggles the ball. That's an error on Mullinix. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Blue Jays 2, and the White Sox 1. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Mike Sharperson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharperson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Carcoviche settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Fernandez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rance Mullinix is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullinix is 0-for-1 in the game. Mullinix strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Blue Jays 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Carcoviche is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carcoviche hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gary Redus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Redus is 0-for-1 in the game. Redus strikes out. Two outs. Jerry Royster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Royster is 0-for-1 in the game. Royster hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mullinix fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ivan Calderon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calderon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Calderon is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Blue Jays 2, and the White Sox 1. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Lloyd Mosby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mosby is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Mosby hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fisk scoops it up and throws to first, with De Leon covering, for the out. One out. George Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Bell hits a fly ball into center field. Redus settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jesse Barfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barfield is 0-for-1 in the game. Barfield takes first base on ball 4. Willie Upshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Upshaw is 0-for-1 in the game. Upshaw takes first base on ball 4. Barfield moves to second. Fred McGriff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGriff is 0-for-1 in the game. McGriff hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fisk scoops it up and throws to first, with De Leon covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Blue Jays 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0-for-1 in the game. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston is 0-for-1 in the game. Hairston takes first base on ball four. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 0 for 1 in the game. Hewlett is called out on strikes. Two outs. Fred Manrique is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manrique is 0 for 1 in the game. Manrique takes first base on ball 4. Hairston moves to second. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 0 for 1 in the game. Guillen hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. There goes Hairston trying to get to home. Barfield throws the ball into Witt, who tags Hairston, who's trying to score from second, for the out. Manrique moves to second. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Blue Jays 2, and the White Sox 1. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Ernie Witt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Witt is 0 for 1 in the game. Witt hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fisk scoops it up and throws to first, with De Leon covering, for the out. One out. Mike Sharperson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharperson is 0 for 1 in the game. Sharperson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hewlett fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tony Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Fernandez hits a fly ball into center field. Reda settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Blue Jays 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Karkoviche is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Karkoviche is 0 for 1 in the game. Karkoviche hits a fly ball into right field. Barfield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Redus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Redus is 0 for 2 in the game. Redus hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. He fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Royster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Royster is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Royster hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Upshaw settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Blue Jays 2, and the White Sox 1. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Rance Mullinix is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullinix is 0 for 2 in the game. Mullinix takes first base on ball 4. Lloyd Mosby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mosby is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Mosby hits a fly ball into left field. Royster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Bell strikes out. 2 outs. Jesse Barfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barfield is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Barfield hits a fly ball into right field. Calderon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Blue Jays 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ivan Calderon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calderon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Calderon hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Sharperson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0 for 2 in the game. Fisk takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Hairston hits a pop-up towards first. Upshaw settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 0 for 2 in the game. Hewlett hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fisk moves to second. Fred Manrique is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manrique is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Manrique hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fisk scores. Hewlett moves to third. Manrique moves to second. It's Blue Jays, 2, White Sox, 2. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Guillen takes first base on ball 4. Ron Carcoviche is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carcoviche is 0 for 2 in the game. Carcoviche hits a fly ball into center field. Mosby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Blue Jays 2, and the White Sox 2. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Willie Upshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Upshaw is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Upshaw hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Carcoviche settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred McGriff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGriff is 0 for 2 in the game. McGriff takes first base on ball 4. Ernie Witt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Witt is 0 for 2 in the game. Witt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Manrique fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Mike Sharperson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharperson is 0 for 2 in the game. Sharperson takes first base on ball 4. Witt moves to second. Tony Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Fernandez hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Witt scores. Sharperson moves to third. Fernandez moves to second. It's 3-2, Blue Jays. Bobby Thigpen now pitching. Rance Mullinix is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullinix is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Mullinix hits a fly ball into center field. Reda settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Blue Jays 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Gary Redus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Redus is 0 for 3 in the game. Redus hits a fly ball into center field. Mosby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Royster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Royster is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Royster hits a fly ball into center field. Mosby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ivan Calderon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calderon is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Calderon takes first base on ball 4. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Fisk hits a fly ball into right field. Barfield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Blue Jays 3, and the White Sox 2. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Lloyd Mosby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mosby is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Mosby hits a pop-up towards short. Guillen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Bell hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-2, Blue Jays. Jesse Barfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barfield is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Barfield hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-2, Blue Jays. Willie Upshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Upshaw is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Upshaw is called out on strikes. Two outs. Fred McGriff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGriff is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, McGriff strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Blue Jays 5, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Garth Eorg now playing third base. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Hairston hits a ball on the ground towards third. Eorg fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hewlett hits a fly ball into right field. Barfield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Manrique is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manrique is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Manrique hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Manrique moves to second. Jeff Musselman now pitching. Greg Walker pinch hits for Ron Carcoviche. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a line drive towards short. Fernandez reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Blue Jays 5, and the White Sox 2. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Joel McKeon now pitching. Carlton Fisk now catching. Greg Walker now playing first base. Ernie Witt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Witt is 0 for 3 in the game. Witt takes first base on ball 4. Mike Sharperson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharperson is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Sharperson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Tony Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Fernandez hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Garth Eorg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eorg hits a fly ball into left field. Royster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Blue Jays 5, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Tom Hanke now pitching. Gary Redus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Redus is 0 for 4 in the game. Redus hits a fly ball into center field. Mosby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Daryl Boston pinch hits for Jerry Royster. Daryl Boston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boston hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ivan Calderon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calderon is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Calderon strikes out. Two outs. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Fisk strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Toronto Blue Jays, 5, and Chicago White Sox, 2. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.